There's a hilarious new book that's fun for both kids and their parents called Diary of a Worm. It chronicles the life of a little guy with a red baseball cap living a comfortable existence in an underground tunnel with his mother, father, sister, and grandfather. Children's author Doreen Cronin and New Yorker cartoonist Harry Bliss came in to tell us their story of a youngster who's a lot like the kids we know. He goes to school, has friends, plays sports, but then again, our protagonist is a worm.
I don't really know where it came from. I knew I wanted to write something with a journal, you know, with a diary, because I've done that forever. And I couldn't imagine any child or person whose diary would be that interesting or that with that much fun. So then I think I just thought, well, what's the most insignificant or unknown creature that I can think of and that I know absolutely nothing about? And that was a worm.
I thought you were going to say that you were out in your garden one day and, you know,
no.
But you actually did research on how worms live. What did you find out?
You find out that they eat just about anything. You know, they'll eat garbage, they'll eat paper, they just, you know, that's just what they do. They'll eat absolutely anything. You find out that they're so important and they're so often overlooked.
Harry, when were you brought into this process?
I think my agent actually sent me the manuscript, and as soon as I read the title, I thought it was very funny. So when I get a manuscript, I'm always looking for the humor and also something profound. And this book had both. You know, I thought it was sort of profound, and it had some great opportunities for me to get some funny pictures there. So
I mean, no disrespect, Doreen, but It's hard for me to imagine the manuscript without the pictures.
So I agree,
Harry. What you saw was just saw the words.
Correct. Yes. Just the words on a page.
And when you started to read those words, what did you begin to see?
I guess at first it was real difficult for me because how do you draw a worm? You know, it wasn't an easy thing to do. But and at first I didn't think I could do it. But he's pretty cute, I think.
So.
He's adorable, actually. Could you two do me a favor and read the entry from May 28th and also describe what we're seeing in these two pages?
Okay. You got it, Harry?
I do.
You are. Okay. It says May 28th. Last night I went to the school dance. You put your head in. There's four smaller pictures, and in the first picture there's a disco ball, and the kids are at a school dance. You've got one worm with a little bow tie on. You've got the one worm with the glasses, and they're all having a good time and sticking their head in. And then it says, you put your head out, and they all lean back, and they're having this great time. And then it says, you do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself about, and they're just wiggling and having all kinds of fun. And then the next line says, that's all we could do. And they're just standing there. They have no arms to stick in, no legs, no hands. So they've done the hokey pokey with everything they've got, but it doesn't last very long.
I love the look on their faces at this point. It's just utter bewilderment. What do we do now?
It's like,
now what do we do?
No, I like that spread a lot, actually.
Yeah,
too.
I love it.
How old is your son, Harry?
He's 10.
Did you have him in mind when you drew...
Yes, he's a worm, actually.
Well, I'm wondering if you had him in mind, if you had him in mind in particular, when you drew the pictures that went along with the text for the entry from June 15th.
Not have me in mind, because exactly. I have an older sister, so. But all kids, you know, I think that's...
Why don't you two read this spread also?
June 15th. My older sister thinks she's so pretty. I told her that no matter how much time she spends looking in the mirror, her face will always look just like her rear end.
Spider thought that was really funny. Mom did not. And there's Mom screaming at Worm. And the little sister, what's great about the older sister behind Mom is she's smirking. Because you know when kids get each other in trouble?
Yeah.
You know, even though they're not upset, they'll do the little cry and yell and scream and run to Mom. But what they really enjoy... is the punishment that goes to the other side.
Yeah, as long as the punishment's heading in the other direction.
Right, exactly.
Now, Harry, you are a cartoonist. You do cover art for The New Yorker and cartoons for The New Yorker. Was it a little bit different working on a children's book?
No, I mean, it's all about the idea, communicating it. And this book was great because there wasn't a lot of humor I necessarily needed to add to the book itself, because there was a lot of the humor was already there in Doreen's manuscript.
And Doreen, you've written Giggle Giggle Quack and Click Clack Moo, both best-selling children's books. You like to write about creatures.
I do. I'm not sure why. I think kids have more fun with them, and there's a lot more room, I think, for imagination when you're writing about animals and creating a world for them and giving them just, you know, their own personalities and very odd or distinct things that they do that maybe animals aren't supposed to do or don't know how to do. It just makes it more fun.
That's really at the heart of so many wonderful children's books, imagination, taking children into a whole another world. Is that what you were trying to do here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every time I visit schools and talk to kids, it's the one thing that Betsy Loon and I have done quite a few schools, and we're always talking about asking the kids what they think the animals would do in a next book or different things that they could do or how else they could communicate. Like, really get as crazy as you can and don't limit yourself. Don't throw out your ideas that sound ridiculous or stupid or, you know, not to be ashamed of like a crazy idea or a crazy thought that you have, but hold on to it and see where it takes you.
Doreen Cronin, Harry Bliss, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Author Doreen Cronin and cartoonist Harry Bliss talking about their new book, Diary of a Worm.